This goes to Dr. Workman, W-O-R-K-M-A-N, fax 269-979-6335, regarding Douglas White, W-H-I-T-E, date of birth 6/22/1953. Dear Dr. Workman, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. White with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, COPD, and now a new rash on his abdomen that is very itchy. He states that he's recently started a new med for diabetes, glipizide, and he wonders if the rash is caused by the glipizide. And also he's got worsening of edema of the lower extremities from his toes up to his knees, and he does have a very itchy rash on both calves, and he has been scratching them. There are no openings or drainage currently, but there is quite a bit of edema. He lives in mid-Michigan, but actually has to travel down to Kalamazoo area for his primary care needs. And he states he has an appointment on May 11th in your office, and hopefully he will be discussing the rash. Actually, he may need to stop the glipizide if that is causing the rash, and then work on different medication to control the blood sugars. He also stopped to see the local urologist, Dr. Peter Liu, L-I-U, and Dr. Liu's office advised him that your office will need to make a referral for his chronic benign prostatic hypertrophy and history of kidney stones. And that'll need to be done as soon as possible. The patient reports that he does have chronic shortness of breath, and that's because of severe COPD. It's not worse, but definitely the edema is worse. And he has gained 10 pounds since his initial consultation on January 10th of this year. The patient denies chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. The patient's family are worried about his severe edema and the redness and itchiness of the lower extremities, as well as the rash on his abdomen. And they called to notify us that he's using the bathroom at least 20 times a day to urinate. So he may be having difficulty emptying completely, and therefore does need the urology consult as soon as possible. And even when he was here in the office, he had to use the bathroom once during the office visit. Medication list is reviewed. The new medication was glipizide, 5 milligram daily. Also Apidra insulin, but he's not aware of the dose for that. He's also on Basaglar insulin, 65 units in the morning and 52 units in the evening. And Trulicity is 4.5 milligram once a week, but the new medication, probably the culprit of the rash, might be the glipizide. Physical exam, weight is 282 pounds, blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 124 over 72, pulse is 104, oxygen saturation is 93% on room air. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension, although he's got a rather obese neck. His lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular, and apical rate is 88 after he's rested. Abdomen is obese, soft, no ascites, but he does have a very significant maculopapular red rash all across his entire abdomen and onto the sides and somewhat into the back. and the rash is present in both lower extremities from the knee to the ankle bilaterally. He does have bruising on the left posterior calf after the patient scratched the area while sleeping, he reports. And the edema is 3 to 4 plus from toes to knees, and the left is slightly worse than the right. Labs, most recent lab studies were done March 20th of 2023. Intact parathyroid hormone is 19.2. Cortisol level 21.6. CEA was 3.2. Creatinine was 2.56, which was higher than the previous level we had of 2.1. Estimated GFR 26, electrolytes are normal, calcium 9.5, albumin 4.1, liver enzymes were normal, and urine had 100 plus protein, moderate blood, and large amount of leukocyte estrus with greater than 100 white blood cells noted. The patient's not sure whether his UTI was treated or not when this was done. And his last CBC, the hemoglobin is 12.1 with the normal white count and normal platelet levels. Assessment and plan, stage 4, chronic kidney disease. We've asked the patient to get updated labs done this month, and he's going to get them done today. He does have a severe, looks like a drug reaction rash on his abdomen and both lower legs with severe edema of the lower legs. I'm going to start him on ciprofloxacin, 500 milligram once daily for 10 days. Also Lasix, 40 milligram a day for 3 days only to see if we can eliminate some of the edema of the lower extremities. He will have lab studies done today. Your office will need to make a referral to Dr. Peter Liu, L-I-U, and we will call with the phone number and information about Dr. Liu here in Alma. But he needs that because of the severe benign prostatic hypertrophy and his polyuria when suspected worsening of benign prostatic hypertrophy. And he's going to discuss... I recommended he stop the glipizide for now and discuss that with you at his earliest convenience, not waiting until the 11th for his appointment. And the patient did verbalize understanding. And we have asked him to do monthly labs for now, and he'll have a follow-up visit in this office within the next 2 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.